Of all things, young women of God, we are not women of the world, we are women of God, and women of God will be among the greatest heroines of the 21st century. Sherry L. Dew from The Ensign, November 1999, page 98. The Eagle's Nest. Looking for ideas for an eagle project? Check out what these youth did. Jared Kawahanahui of Kanahoe, Hawaii, taught the older youth in his ward how to prepare tax returns. They then offered tax preparation help for simple returns as a free public service. Brian Thacker of Lima, Ohio, beautified a community Catholic shrine center by enlisting friends to help trim the center's shrubs and paint its wrought iron gates and fences. Michael J. Potter of Camarillo, California, used material donated by a local hardware store to clean and restore a footbridge that was used by school children every day. Jared Vanderhorst of Anaheim, California, painted a giant U.S. map on an elementary school playground. Clark Rogers of Madison, Alabama, teamed up with Dr. Danny Cartwright, a pediatrician in his town, to spread the anti-smoking message. Clark oversaw a committee that gathered information about smoking advertising. He and Dr. Cartwright then held a press conference about why teens shouldn't smoke. The press conference was featured in 3 newspapers and 2 evening news shows. Words of the Prophets. I feel so optimistic about this church. So very, very optimistic. What tremendous things we are doing because of the faithfulness of the people. The building of these chapels across the earth. The building of temples. The tremendous work that is going forward and the effect that it is having upon individuals as it increases in numbers. It's true. Be happy about it. Be affirmative about it. Don't look for its weaknesses. Magnify its strengths and build on those. President Gordon B. Hinckley, Ensign, December 1995, page 66. Doing good daily. The New Era recently asked a group of seminary students in Ely, Nevada, for goals that could be completed in a day. Now here's what they came up with. Help your parents by doing a little yard work. Pick someone in your ward and tell them what you admire about them. Be friendly to someone who seems lonely. Clean your room without being asked. Find the solution to a problem by reading your scriptures. Write a letter of support to a missionary in your ward. Secretly do a good deed for a family member. Memorize a scripture. Invite a non-member friend to a church activity. Fix dinner so your mom or dad can have the night off. Spend time with a sibling. Cleanliness is next to godliness. We're looking for teens who are doing a bang-up job at cleanup. Has your youth group found a way to make cleaning your meeting house fun? Has cleaning the meeting house changed the way you feel about your building? We'd love to hear about it. Contact the New Era at 1-800-453-3860, extension 22951, or you can email us at cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Reinventing the wheelchair. The birth defect spinal bifida has not stopped 15-year-old Neil Christensen from becoming an inventor. Neil, a teacher in the Monticello, Utah Second Ward, invented a wheelchair that protects him when he is using his wheelchair outdoors. Neil's invention won him 4th place in a national competition for young inventors. Buckle up. There's lots to remember when you're on a church outing. Everything from sunblock to scriptures. But no matter what you're doing or where you're going, always remember to wear your seatbelt. See the Activities Committee Handbook, page 6. End of the section of All Things. Fiction story, knowing